Square One. Written by L.A. Witt. Narrated by Michael Ferraiolo. Chapter 1. Holden.
I can handle things here.
My eldest son, Zach, shooed me toward the door of the mostly empty apartment we were moving into.
Go! Why can't... Dad, come on!
He threw me a look that reminded me of the, "Oh my God, Dad, why are you such a jerk?" faces from his earlier teenage years, but with a hint of playfulness.
I can sit here and play box bingo by myself.
He held up the clipboard from the moving company.
It's pretty easy, you know.
He had a point. At 19, he was mature and responsible, and I had no reason to believe he couldn't cope with the task of checking boxes off the list as movers carried them in from the truck, and I had been itching to go see his younger half-siblings now that we were all finally in the same state.
Go!
He made another shooing motion.
Tell Tiffany and the kids I said hi.
All right, all right. I picked up my keys from the otherwise unoccupied counter. Give me a call or shoot me a text if you need anything, all right?
Will do.
I owe you, kid.
Oh, I know.
I rolled my eyes and laughed. Of course you do. Zach chuckled, then hoisted himself onto the counter and started thumbing through something on his phone. I left him to it and headed down to the car. In the driver's seat, I texted my ex-wife to let her know I was on my way. She was working from home this week and had been the one to suggest me coming earlier than later. I might beat the kids home from school, but at least I wouldn't get stuck in traffic. Probably wouldn't hurt for the two of us to have a few minutes one-on-one before adding them to the mix anyway. Though we were amicable enough to be in the same room, there was definitely still some post-divorce awkwardness to contend with. As I drove away from the new complex, I did feel mildly guilty leaving Zach to deal with the movers. Though I knew he could handle it, and I'd definitely make it up to him, was it really fair to leave it all to him while I took off to see my younger kids? Probably not. But he'd been insisting for days that I should go visit them as soon as we made it to town. Yesterday and the day before had been nonstop logistics, grocery shopping, coordinating with movers, meeting with my new boss and colleagues, and generally procrastinating because as eager as I was to see my kids, I was kind of dreading it, too. Today, our things were arriving, which was a perfectly legitimate reason to stay home, but no, Zach had stepped up and said he could handle it. No excuses, Holden. It wasn't like I didn't want to see them. I adored them. And I'd been missing them something fierce ever since they'd moved with their mother from Arizona to Everett, Washington, 6 months ago. But at the same time, I was nervous. I didn't even know why. It was entirely possible I was just a coward. Seeing them today would be a moment of truth I wasn't sure I was ready for. Starting now, for the first time in their lives, I wouldn't be on the road constantly. My new job had normal hours and required minimal travel. So I'd be close by instead of doing most of our interactions via phone, FaceTime, and Skype like we'd done when we'd lived in the same house. But is it going to be too little, too late? Ah, that was it. I'd had my wake-up call when Tiffany kicked me out a year and a half ago, and again when she and the kids had moved to Washington. After some long heart-to-hearts with my ex, I'd found a job here, and now I'd be able to actually see my kids on a regular basis for the first time in their lives. More than I had when I'd still been married to their mom. It felt like a good start, but I was worried sick that it had come too late. It wouldn't be enough. The damage was done, and there was no fixing it. My ex-wife and I couldn't go back, so what if my kids and I couldn't either? Keeping one hand on the wheel, I pressed my elbow against the window and rubbed the back of my neck. Tiffany insisted that the kids wanted to see me, and that they were excited about me living close by again. Every call recently had been full of, "Dad, when are you moving?" And they'd been ecstatic a month ago.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?